Well, today we have the wonderful feast day of St. John of the Cross, who was a great Carmelite priest and mystical theologian and a doctor of the church. And what we know about St. John is, in first of all, from his own writings, his tremendous writings, such as the Dark Night of the Soul, the Ascent of Mount Carmel, Spiritual Canticle. But we also know a great deal about his life as well from others, including St. Teresa of Avila. We know that John was born in the year 1542 in Spain. His father was a very wealthy silk merchant, but was disowned by his family when he married a poor weaver's daughter. And so John's family was forced to live in poverty. John's father died shortly after John was born. So he was more or less raised in somewhat of an orphanage or an institution. Eventually, he was able to enter a college, a Jesuit college in Spain. And then at the age of 21, he entered the Carmelite order and became a priest at the age of 25 and went on for higher studies in Salamanca, Spain. He met St. Teresa of Avila in the year 1567, and together they knew that God was calling them to reform the Carmelite order, which had become quite lax at that time. And so Teresa would reform the women's monasteries, and St. John of the Cross would reform the monasteries of men. And so he and two other men made their profession according to the primitive rule of the Carmelites, and they were called discalced Carmelites. Discalced means without shoes, which was a symbol of their attachment to poverty. So Teresa worked in Avila at the Incarnation Monastery and appointed John of the Cross as the confessor. And together they reformed that monastery, and then John helped to reform other orders of branches of the male Carmelite order. But as you know, whenever somebody tries to reform, there's always opposition. Look what happened to John the Baptist. He was thrown in prison. So John of the Cross, too, was, because he was trying to reform, and no reformer is accepted well, the reformer John was arrested, seized by the unreformed branch of the Carmelite order, taken by force to Toledo, which is about a mile outside of Madrid, and thrown in prison because he refused to renounce the reform. And so he was imprisoned for 9 months in a cell that was 6 feet by 10 feet, and the only light came from the high ceiling had a little crack in it, so a little bit of light could shine through. And of course, he could have become very bitter and angry towards God or angry towards the church, but he didn't. Instead, this was his time of his greatest writings. His greatest mystical poems were written during this 9 months imprisonment. Eventually, he was able to escape and went down to southern Spain and continued his working on the reform. But he died at the young age of 49 in the year 1591, canonized in 1726, and made a doctor of the church in our century, 1926. I think what we can really learn from his life is the fact that he used his sufferings well, that even in the midst of sufferings, that was his greatest advance in holiness. That was his greatest peace and joy, was during the midst of his trial and during the midst of his suffering. And he was truly a reformer in the church. He realized that whenever you call people to reform, there will be opposition, so much so that he was even in prison for that. I'd encourage you to try to read some of his writings. They are very deep, very profound, but he is sort of he and Teresa of Avila are the two great, doctors of the church in mystical and ascetical theology. Two of my favorite quotes by John of the Cross are, "Where there is no love, put love, and you will find love." And my favorite quote of St. John of the Cross was hanging on a little banner in the monastery in Berryville. And it said, "In the evening of life, you will be judged on how much you loved." And I think that's just an appropriate saying that really sums up the life of the great St. John of the Cross.